This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Historically, black colleges and universities don't have the money they're due. In many cases, states are supposed to match federal subsidies for some campuses, but a state review found that Tennessee State University, the only public historically black college in that state, has been underfunded for decades. That's hurt its ability to provide scholarships, and some say it's contributed to a low graduation rate for students. Damon Mitchell of WPLN in Nashville reports.
Landing a scholarship while attending Tennessee State didn't come easily for alumna Haley Roy. Roy paid her first few years of tuition by taking out loans.
I started getting scholarships maybe like my second year, going into my third year, so that did help.
Roy, who is black, graduated in May, but says she has about $32,000 in student loan debt. Black students who enroll at Tennessee State are less likely to graduate than black students at the state's other public colleges and universities. The six-year graduation rate is only 37%. One reason is the lack of scholarships. It's an issue that Walter Kimbrough, the president of Dillard University, an HBCU in Louisiana, says comes down to one thing: underfunding.
Sometimes people say you can't just solve problems by throwing money at it. No, this is one you actually could. If I'm providing more financial aid for students, I could improve graduation rates overnight.
Tennessee State is one of many colleges with a federal land grant designation. It means the feds give the university money while requiring matches from the state. A legislative budget report found the college didn't receive its matches from 1957 to 2007. An amount totaling upwards of $500 million. Underfunding isn't exclusive to Tennessee. From 2010 to 2012, HBCUs nationwide missed out on a combined $57 million in state matches. That's according to a study by the Association of Public and Land Grant Universities. Glenda Glover is the president of Tennessee State. She told lawmakers the college was so short on cash, it sometimes has to pull from reserve funds to support students. She compared it to using a savings account to pay for vacations.
That's not how you live, even your own personal life. So we can't run a university like that.
And Glover says being underfunded has put the college in a position of not being able to build its endowment. In Nashville, I'm Damon Mitchell for Marketplace.